Hi, and welcome to the Adaptive Podcast, the Adapt Learning Community Podcast hosted by Simon Day and Chuck Lorenz. In each episode, we'll dive into various topics related to Adapt. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the Adapt Framework and the Adapt Authoring Tool, and which of the two you should be using and when. So Chuck, this was one of our first topic ideas for the podcast, as both you and I have had various people kind of talk to us and say, you know, which one's which. You know, they use the terms interchangeably and they don't really understand the differences. So we wanted to create an episode where we kind of share what each of the two different things are.
Right. Authoring tool versus framework. Yeah, we've had people who struggle with those concepts. Well, before we talk about Adapt specifically, do you think it would be good for us to frame the discussion in terms that can be understood by people who are not that familiar with Adapt?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's start with that.
Yeah, so if you've used any other e-learning authoring tool, you can generally separate them into two different types of categories. There's kind of traditional desktop-based authoring tools, like Storyline or Captivate. These are kind of the incumbent authoring tools, and you know their history is kind of from the Flash and PowerPoint era. You know, you can see from their design, which is very 16x9 rectangle. You know, they have some benefits because they allow you to have more deeper customization. You know, you can drag and drop stuff in and like animate a lot easier than some of the other options. But you know, they're locally installed, which is a bit of a pain in the ass. And you know, because you're working on a single computer, it's not very good for collaborative teams or for, collaboration, I should say. You also have these cloud-based authoring tools, which are kind of the newer kids on the block. Tools like Rise, Elucidat, or Gomo. You know, they're in the cloud, so they're good, and they're like kind of SaaS products, which you can access from anywhere. And if you have a team of people working together, they're really good because, you know, multiple people can be using the tool at the same time. But yeah, in general, they follow a more kind of templated design and they kind of lose some of the customization features that these desktop-based tools have.
Okay, I do think that's a good place to start. I think making this distinction between desktop solutions and cloud-based solutions is a good foundation for this discussion. So if commercial offerings can be categorized by desktop solutions and cloud-based solutions, where would you, Simon, say Adapt fits into these categories?
Yeah, so Adapt has two products. It has the framework, which is installed locally, and it's a lot more customizable, whereas the authoring tool is installed on the server, and it's, well, traditionally installed on the server. It can be installed locally. And it's designed for teams and, you know, teams of users who are collaborating together in a more efficient workflow.
So Adapt is basically a desktop authoring tool and a cloud-based authoring tool all rolled into one?
Yeah, kind of. It's important to stipulate that when you're using the authoring tool, you're basically using the framework. Like the framework is the engine that kind of builds Adapt. It's not like Articulate 360, which has Storyline, which is the desktop tool, and Rise, which is the authoring tool, as two separate products. With Adapt, you're using the framework no matter what. It's just the authoring tool is like an interface which is used to kind of send instructions to the server, and then the server builds your framework course and sends it back to you.
Right. So we've got aspects in Adapt that are both desktop and cloud-based, and they don't necessarily evenly divide between framework and authoring tool, because as you've mentioned, the framework operates as the authoring tool's engine. So I think we do see that when we think about desktop and actually working on something, yeah, the authoring tool is an application that one expects. When you open up storyline or captivated, you're expecting an application. We see that with the authoring tool. The framework doesn't look like that. It's command line based. It's much more technical programmer stuff. So that might not be familiar with what we think about as a desktop solution. And likewise, when we talk about a cloud-based solution and associate that with the authoring tool, well, you know, that might not be something that people can see so much. The cloud-based is all about servers, and we're just pointing out that the authoring tool itself was not created with the intention that a single user would be installing it on their computer and using it alone, right? With the cloud, you're expecting collaboration. The authoring tool, as built by Adapt, has the intention of collaboration. What else? What do you think? That's a good distinction.
Yeah, I think that's a good I think that's the perfect distinction. Yeah.
Well, let's move on. What do you think about how someone chooses when to use the framework versus when to use the authoring tool?
As you kind of summed up there, the framework is more technical. It requires you to be happy working in a text editor. So whether that's basic changes like changing JSON attributes or doing more complex stuff like writing CSS or even writing JavaScript, you know, if you're not comfortable with that, then it probably makes sense to not use the framework.
Right. I think you hit it there. There's a baseline. It's not that everyone gets to choose between whether they're going to use the authoring tool or the framework. We just have to recognize that the framework does require a different set or a little higher level set of technical skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But ultimately, the trade-off is that, you know, with the authoring tool, you're obviously limited. Like, it's a templated-based authoring tool, so you can kind of, you're limited in what you can input. So in the same way that those other authoring tools are limited, cloud-based authoring tools are limited. So there's obviously a trade-off of when you're using the framework versus the authoring tool.
What about other situations here?
Yeah.
Jump in.
Obviously, I kind of pitted those two options as like binary choices, but in reality, like, you can import and export courses freely between the offering tool and the framework. So an individual, or more likely a team who's using Adapt, isn't kind of limited to just a single choice of framework or offering tool. Like, they can kind of move their courses freely in between. And on top of that, they can choose to create plugins, whether that's themes or components or extensions in the framework, and then use those highly customized things that they've created themselves and import it into an authoring tool instance where their team will be building content. So Adapt allows you to create these workflows, which obviously utilize the strengths of both platforms in a sense.
Right. What you just said makes me think of two terms or two categories. There are reasons to use one or the other or both for effectiveness and efficiency. And I think about that when you say workflows and teams choosing how to use these. And then I think about creative flexibility. You were talking about creating plugins. And for me, I'm a technical guy. I see these solutions as a way one is being creative and how they are putting together a learning experience. And I think that both of those factor into the decision whether to use framework or authoring tool, because we've seen from work ourselves that I'm biased. I think one can be more creative when the framework is being used because it is open source. You can change the code. You have less restrictions from authoring tool templates and structure that's imposed by the authoring tool. So I would just offer that those two categories, so the efficiency of workflows and also creativity, can influence one's decision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
let's talk about a couple of different scenarios. Because sometimes we have people who are working alone. Sometimes we have people who are working as teams. If we were to start with someone who is working alone, and let's say that they're a developer, and they would really like to do some high-quality custom stuff with Adapt, adding new extensions, embedding HTML5 games into the course, how would you recommend they use Adapt?
Well, basically, for something that custom, the only option is the framework, because you're going to be regularly kind of creating new plugins or making tweaks to the existing ones. You're embedding files into the course. It makes sense to use the platform, which is more customizable and has more kind of options to change stuff. So they would probably be working on the framework on their local PC. If they ever did want to change computer or kind of collaborate with someone, because Adapt's kind of uses web technologies, you could just use Git or any kind of source control software, and it allows you to back up your content online, or it allows you to collaborate with colleagues. So, yeah, framework only.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. I think one of the things that comes to mind as part of this too, when one is doing such highly customized work, it seems to me that a lot of times it's going to be a one-off.
Yeah.
Whereas the authoring tool is so much about reusability and more people using it. It may not, like a team. So it could be reusable because I have to use it and my teammate needs to reuse the component. Or maybe it's going to be reused in a whole nother course. And a lot of times these highly customized modules or courses are not being reused. And so what as a developer, what I think about in terms of efficiency and quickness and effectiveness with this is that if I'm working in the framework, I don't have to worry about packaging up at quite the same level these custom plugins, whether it's extension or component. I don't have to worry about schemas.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of stuff that isn't...
Right. It's a file that the authoring tool needs that the framework doesn't. So I don't have to spend time doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's the authoring tool is about scalability. In some ways, and more efficiency. Yeah.
Okay. How about a different scenario where we still have a single person, a lone worker or a lone professional, who's a learning designer, and they've been drawn to Adapt because some great courses that they saw, some of these fantastic one-off things that we're talking about. Or maybe they saw that it's free, because that can be really attractive when you have to work in so many different authoring tools. How should they be using Adapt?
Yeah, well, someone like that, they probably would only be using the authoring tool, because it's obviously, if they aren't technical and they aren't comfortable using the framework, then it's kind of going to be a no-go for them. And, they would be using the authoring tool because it's something they can use in the cloud. And, well, either it would be something they can use in a web browser. That could be either something they install locally. Maybe they get someone from their IT department to help them install it, or maybe they kind of learn themselves how to install it. Alternatively, if they're not comfortable doing that and willing to spend, $50 a month, they could purchase a cloud-based Adapt solution like Adapt Unlimited or one of the other options available. And that will allow them to obviously use Adapt freely. Once they get Adapt running, they have the customization options available of installing plugins that are open source. There's been over 100 that have been made, so they can go into the plugin browser and download whichever plugins they want. Obviously, they would only be limited to what currently exists, so they wouldn't have as much freedom. And in terms of theming, they have the vanilla theme, which is installed with the authoring tool, and they can kind of use the color picker to change colors and change sizings and colors and stuff. So it's obviously more limited in terms of design, but it's a lot easier to kind of get started and get running. And yeah.
Okay, let's move on to a third scenario. Let's talk about a team, maybe about 10 people who are using ADAPT together, and their skills cover everything needed to create an e-learning course. So they've got graphics, they've got instructional design covered, and they've got both web development and e-learning development, all this combined on the team. How do you think they should be using ADAPT?
Yeah, for a team, they probably should be using some kind of hybrid workflow which uses both the framework and the authoring tool. So, the majority of the content would be built on the authoring tool. Like, that's where each the graphic designer, the instructional designer, the e-learning developer would have an account, and they would be logging in and doing different tasks. Like, the e-learning developer would be building the content, the graphic designer would be dropping in the graphics, and the instructional designer might be like kind of creating skeleton courses ready for population in the future. Then you would have your web developer who would be using the framework, and they would be doing the really highly customizable things like new themes, new plugins and stuff like that. Once those things are done, they can just import them into the authoring tool, and then those things are available for the rest of their colleagues to use. So, this is really where ADAPT is very unique, and no other authoring tool has this kind of freedom in how to use and how to integrate the strengths of both a desktop-based authoring tool and a cloud-based authoring tool. I really think this is why ADAPT is such a special authoring tool and makes sense for teams to be using.
I completely agree that that's what makes it unique, both in how a team can be effective, more effective than some other workflows, and also do more creative work. Yeah, I think it allows for some real specialization and collaboration too. I mean, it's not just siloed. I think that there are times when the knowledge that a programmer has, a developer has about the different plugins out there can help inform the learning designer when the experience is being constructed. And I think it all circles around that way. What any thoughts about learning curve? How one learns ADAPT and makes it from working alone all the way up to teamwork?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the authoring tool is a lot easier to use, and it's the best way to learn how to ADAPT works. You know, the structure, the look and feel, the ABC format, I guess, and some of the more common plugins like Page Level Progress and Trickle and stuff like that. So, I would say, If you have someone new to ADAPT, give them an authoring tool instance, an authoring tool login, and they're going to start to learn how ADAPT works. And if they're capable of using the framework, then obviously you could install that in a few weeks after they know the basic concepts. And of course, there's lots of information available on the wiki and on the forums, so you can point them towards those resources as well.
Yeah, but definitely experiential learning. When you get to work a little bit in the authoring tool, and then if you are able to see how things could work in the framework, yeah, I think there's lots of concepts that you'll recognize, and the light will go on. And I think that's a good idea, a good flow. Learn the authoring tool first, or get familiar with it.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, I think we've covered anything that we wanted to cover today. Well, thanks again for joining me, Chuck. And if you have any questions for the podcast, then you can email us at podcast@adapt.tips. I'm Simon Day.
And I'm Chuck Lawrence.
Thanks again. Bye.